Reader from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 16, Text 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tamartam Udyatam Avekshitatatadiya Gandhava Siddha Muni Charna Deva Vadva Kritiyamadanga Panavanaka Vadya Gita Pushpopahara Nitibhi Sahasa Pasedu. Seeing the Lord dancing, his servants in the heavenly planets, the Gandharvas, Siddhas, sages, Charanas, and wives of the demigods immediately arrived there. With great pleasure, they began accompanying the Lord's dancing by playing drums such as madungas, panabas, and anakas. They also made offerings of songs, flowers, and prayers. Purport: when the demigods and other residents of higher planetary systems became aware that Lord Krishna was personally putting on a wonderful demonstration of the art of dancing, they immediately came to offer their services. Dancing becomes more enjoyable and beautiful to watch when it is accompanied by expert drum playing, singing, and the chanting of prayers. The artistic atmosphere was also enhanced by the showering of a multitude of flowers upon Lord Sri Krishna, who is blissfully engaged in dancing upon the hoods of the Kaliya serpent. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chaksir Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Sancha Kopa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasa Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. One of my favorite months here is December. It's not too cold. You know, during the day, a t-shirt still, I think. That hasn't. And, you know, you get more of the sense than Kartik. Oh, Kartik's wonderful. Of the town as it is, and, you know, the resident devotees, which are plenty, plus quite a few nice pilgrims that I know coming to my classes in the evening. And as usual, somehow sent to me are just people that have some interest in India, spiritual life, and then somehow some contact says, well, if you go, you should go to Vrindavan. And then somehow my contact comes there. And just 2 days ago, someone who never had connection with devotees came and is already deeply meditating on the holy name of Krishna 16 rounds, practically entranced, and feeling beyond the external veil the real Vrindavan. Every day after lunch, I have a very, very pleasant walk I take. not very long. But it's in back of the, you know, the MDT, and that there's a road, and that road goes all the way down. And when you walk it a little while, you start to see some of the original type old ashrams of Vrindavan. It's just a simple walk. At that time, if I have to buy anything, I'd buy anything. And I met one friend who's a Shastri, very learned Shastri, and immediately he just started to express with conviction the fragrance of the dust, the conviction of the place. And he was marveled that somehow or other, despite the plastic bags, despite the sewage, despite the other things that are now externally covering, there's something very, very special to this place. And I really appreciate the service I have to somehow help people experience that and therefore change their lives. So here we have a perfect conception of spiritual, of reality from the conception of Krishna Bhakti. That reality is the heart filled with love to the highest degree. And Vrindavan exemplifies that, because Vrindavan, being ruled by the Leela Shakti, or the pastime potency, that creates situations and circumstances to invoke emotions that bring the pure soul's affection for Krishna to the highest degree, called rasa. And the Bhagavatam is composed of rasa. Rasa. It's composed of rasa. Composed of that highest love. So reading these stories gives us a sense of that. So we had Krishna in the coils of the serpent, and we just went through these sentiments of the devotees in different relationships and how they feel about that. And we got to actually look at their minds and hearts as a object of our aspiration, what we want. We want that heart of love, and that's Vrindavan, that heart of full devotion, where the heart is so filled with devotion. Vrindavan means that the heart is so filled with devotion that there's no room for anything else. So Vrindavan is the place where there's no room for anything else but devotion. So Krishna's lying limp, motionless, and we see the sentiments of devotion rising to the highest degree, and then Krishna got out and danced on the head of the serpent, who was striking fear into the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan as his nostrils were cooking with poison and his eyes were fiery with envy and his bifurcated tongue was licking his lips, stared with a glance of terrible poisonous fire. So that invoked love, because Krishna's in danger. And then Krishna beginning to exhibit the epitome of dexterity, moving around, and the snake is looking for a opportunity to bite him. And watching that, the talent of the person whom you love more than yourself, rasa to the highest degree. And then Krishna mounts the shoulders of the head and after depleting the snake's strength with his relentless serpent, he pushed down Kaliya's head and mounted him. And then there's a beautiful scene because Krishna's on this stage of these moving heads of the serpent. It's very, very beautiful. He's Natavara. He's the most beautiful dancer. We can't imagine how beautiful it is to gaze upon Krishna and have some sense of his beauty. What to speak of entering into a relationship with Krishna and feeling his beauty in terms of his love. Bhakti means to feel the beauty of God in terms of the revelation of God's love to one who has a relationship with God. What to speak if you have a relationship with God, and then now the red jewels are just giving this soft red light to highlight Krishna's beauty in dancing. And his dancing is so beautiful that the servants in the heavenly planets, the bhaktas, the tridiya, who are very talented like Gandharvas and siddhis and munis and charanas and the wives of the demigods, out of the devotion in their heart, Madanga, they began to play Panava Anaka. They began to play the Madanga just in the most exquisite rhythm to the dancing of Krishna. So what must that have felt like? What is the experience of that? Can you imagine the Madanga playing of the perfected devotees in the heavenly planets? And they're playing with pleasure, and they're also playing other drums. Hey, this may be a djembe argument here. It wasn't just Madangas, there was other drums. And they're also singing songs, and there's people from their heart are praying, and out of devotion they're showering flowers. So get that scene in your consciousness. What Krishna looked like, what was happening, the dancing, the drums, the flowers, and the devotion pouring forth from the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan now with some relief. Now, text 28. Yad Charo Nanama Tenga Sataika Sirmas Tatama Marda Karadanda Tarangi Patai Shinasisho Bamata Ubanam Asyatosi Nastovaman Parama Kashmalam Apinaga. My dear king, Kaliya had 101 prominent heads, and when one of them would not bow down, Lord Krishna inflicts punishment on cruel wrongdoers. Kara, danda, dara, danda dara. One who exerts danda Ankara, those are evil. The mercy of God is his dandakara, exerting his punishment. Punishment in response to cruelty. Punishment is the appropriate response to cruelty to help extract that cruelty from the perpetrator's heart. So he smashed that stubborn head by striking with feet. Then his Kaliya entered his death throes. He began wheeling his head around and vomiting ghastly blood from his mouth and nostrils. The serpent thus experienced extreme pain and misery. But we'll, as we'll see, this crushing of the false ego, cruelty, is the height of false ego, because it means that one is so much in the egocentrical conception of life that one is willing to exploit others. So such a person experiences apa parama kashmalam, the supreme trouble, the supreme pain, to thwart the expression of false ego and to protect those who are victimized by that false ego in the form of cruelty. And what is the consciousness of Kaliya? Nanamate. He would not bow down. That's our material consciousness. We don't bow down. We don't recognize Vaikuntha Vijayo, Atrasagas Visagas Chastatir, Poshanam Utaya, the fourth Atrasagas Visagas Chastatir. The third subject of the Bhagavatam is Sthanam, the right situation. And what is the right situation for the living entity? Sthanam Vaikuntha Vijayo. The right situation is the full recognition of the victory and supremacy of the divine. And the joy in that, the happiness in that, because we're part of that, and we're a particle of consciousness, of the supreme consciousness, meant to serve the supreme consciousness. But one who has a different ideal, rather than wanting to be the object of God's pleasure, wants to be the subject of pleasure. Nanamate would not bow down, does not want to accept one's position, one's natural position of a consciousness meant for the pleasure of God. And therefore, this story is also exemplifying the consciousness of one who is like that and the purification of the consciousness of one who is like that. This world is meant to crush the false conception of life just by its nature. The false conception of life is I am the enjoyer, therefore I am the controller, or I should be the controller. I should be the one that moves the world around me to my pleasure. The problem, the world around you is not your world. It's also shared with others. And if you move the world around you for your own pleasure, you're going to move it away from the pleasure of others also. So once there is that egocentrical consciousness, there's going to be offense. So nanamate, one doesn't want to bow down. He doesn't want to accept that position. And that's why I was talking about the constitution of the world. But because, in fact, we don't actually control the world, but God's moving the world for his own enjoyment, which is simultaneously the universal benefit of everyone else. The best way for the world to move is according to God's pleasure and desire. That's good for the whole. That's good for everyone. And it takes a lot of realization to realize that and to live in that. So just the nature of the world moving according to a universal desire rather than an individual and selfish desire is a conflict with our desire and the movement and desire of God. And that conflict causes frustration in our material consciousness, the desire to be the enjoyer and controller, and eventually grinds that desire to a halt and invokes within us a sense of surrender to Krishna. Our particular destiny, how God is moving the world around us, despite the way we want the world to move around us, is the voice of God instructing us how to come closer to Him. And when we don't hear the will of God, God turns up the volume of destiny, the voice of destiny, the volume on the voice of destiny is in Greek. When we don't hear the language of destiny, the message that God is giving us, or when God realizes that we are hard of hearing his message of destiny, he turns up the voice of the volume of destiny to help us hear his message. And sometimes the increase of the voice of the volume of destiny is the troubles we face, the traumas we face. So Krishna, these prominent heads, Krishna is striking them with his feet. And then as Kaliya entered his death throes, then what's happening now is the blood and the poison and from his mouth, blood and then poison will come, representing the contamination, the poison. The poison of material consciousness. The ideals that move us away from the service to God. Exuding poisonous waste from his eyes, Kali would occasionally dare to raise up one of his heads, which would breathe heavily with anger. Then the Lord would dance on it and subdue it, forcing it to bow down with his foot. The demigods took each of these exhibitions as an opportunity to worship him, the primeval personality of Godhead, with showers of flowers. He would dare to rise up his head, would dare. God is supreme, but no, I am the controller, just see. I am the controller, just see. And then Krishna would force it down. And when the heads would go down, the demigods would shower flowers. My dear King Parikshit, Lord Krishna's wonderful, powerful dancing trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. Then the serpent, profusely vomiting blood from his mouth, finally recognized Sri Krishna to be the eternal personality of Godhead, the supreme master of all moving and non-moving beings, Srinarayan. Thus, within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. So this is very, very interesting, especially the word smitva, that Kaliya remembered. Very, very interesting. Smitva, Kaliya remembered and took shelter. Kaliya is the example of Dasyarath in the mood of Sharanagati, one who has not surrendered the mood of coming to God. It's a mood of servitude. And he's basically apologizing, but he has to do it in his mind because all the jaws and his mouth were just broken. But the interesting thing is he's remembering, and what is he remembering? He's remembering the instructions of his wives, and as his wives were devotees. It's a very interesting point that we may get instructions, but if we have false ego, we filter and categorize those instructions in a way in which we can't reap the benefit of those instructions. But at the same time, those instructions, even though misunderstood, may remain in our consciousness. It's even hearing the Bhagavatam. There's so many good instructions. But many of them, we really don't assimilate. They kind of stay in our consciousness, but don't really have any effect, because they are antithetical to the false ego. They're antithetical to the false ego. Therefore, when the false ego is subdued, those instructions can rise again and we can access them. Or even by hearing them again, we can fully imbibe their message. And a lot of times for a devotee, requires death, the experience of illness, which loudly announces to us that we're not the controllers and helps us realize it. And perhaps after hearing that, the voice, the volume of bow down and you should bow down. When it's amplified to its maximum degree, we may finally do that, become relieved of the false ego, and also the bodily condition of life that causes us to experience the frightening illusion of non-existence called death. So smitva, now they remembered, that's kind of very significant. Okay, so now will come Kaliya's prayers. That's kind of like a new section. So you'll kind of excuse me. I mean, I'm willing to answer questions and say hello to the devotees. But it seemed in a short while I was able to make my points, and we can assimilate them. Would anyone like to ask any questions, please? Would anyone like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Hanan. Thank you for the interesting class.
Well, I appreciate so much that you're listening. It's really helpful for me, too, when I know. And I know that you appreciate hearing Kata and philosophical discourse. So thank you for being on. That's great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
I do have something. It's not exactly a question, because it just, you made me think about something when you said that we can hear so much, but because of our false ego, it's sometimes we will not understand it. So I was just wondering if you can expand a little bit or explain it a little bit more, because we emphasize about hearing and chanting all the time.
Well, it's kind of, there's two things. One, we do chanting and hearing, and we get benefit, and it helps us, no doubt. So I'm glad you made that point. There's tremendous benefit in the advance. But the full realization doesn't come until the chanting and hearing brings us to the point of fully surrendering to God. And when we do that, we fully give ourselves to God, then we understand our relationship with Krishna. And the hearing is not so much to be educated, but the hearing is an experiential. It's experiential. The hearing is the experience of God and the experience of our relationship with Krishna. This is discussed in Bhakti Sandarbha. And it mentions that, you know, one who just hears once, Krishna's in the heart. And Jiva Goswami then brings up the question why it doesn't happen to us. And he says, basically, and more or less, he says, I get this idea from him. We're antithetical to the message, and therefore we don't act on it immediately. But gradually, by hearing it again and again and again and again, we surrender to Krishna. And then when that happens, we don't need to be instructed, but rather we hear the instructions and all the stories in the Bhagavatam as a glorification of Krishna, which inspires our particular bhav in relationship to Krishna. So it's not that hearing is not powerful. Hearing is powerful, but it becomes much more powerful when we actually are fully surrendered to God.
Yes.
Anand, does that help?
Yes, thank you. Very interesting, stimulating. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail, I was just waiting for your voice. Okay, thank you, Gail.
Thank you also.
Any questions?
Not today, thank you.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Chris in Pennsylvania.
Chris, Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo.
Great. You know, I guess I was forced by circumstance to be on Facebook, but not operating it myself, but Raj Kishore does it. And he's doing a really nice job. He listens to the lectures, and then he, I guess, sometimes in his own words, maybe exactly, whatever I prove, he gets the, you know, sound bites or quotes. So then I'm not even logged on to my own page, but I have a link, and sometimes I look and just see how much. So it's nice to see the picture of Glenn and you at the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. Very well.
Very well.
And I'm definitely coming to Harrisburg to do a program this year. I'm just setting up my schedule now. I'll let you know.
Okay. That'll be great.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? One more person? Okay. Thank you. Thank you all. That's very nice. Thank you so much. Thank you publicly.